I'm Ilya Marchenko.
I'm Dennis Kudla.
I'm Jesper de Jong.
I'm Henry Laxa.
I am Francisco Cerundolo. And you're listening to the Games of Love podcast.
Ah, welcome back, tennis fans. Here we are. It's the big one everybody has been waiting for. And it's the top three qualifiers to watch in the French Open. And sorry about the ticker at the bottom. Skatov isn't the best player in the world. He's unfortunately out of this tournament already before he even made it through to the real tournament proper. So sorry, Skatov. We won't be seeing you at Roland Garros, mate. Maybe next time. Maybe Wimbledon's the one for you, mate. But we all know what it is. It's the qualifiers to watch. So we all know what's going to be happening tonight. It's a GG PowerPoint special presentation. I'm looking forward to it, mate. And they get better every time, don't they, these presentations. So I'm expecting something big from you this time.
Not really. I'm looking at it now and the game to love is off center, which is very annoying. But I am very excited for this podcast. It's one of my favorite podcasts of the year. It's qualifiers to watch. I feel it's the moment when Ben really exposes his lack of tennis knowledge. He picks some of these challenger players who he pretends to know about, tries to get the big one over me, and ends up falling face first every single time. I've had the privilege of, well, from conducting the PowerPoint, of seeing all of Ben's picks prior. And I'm telling you now, they do not disappoint. They are shocking. There's some really bad ones. I can't wait to rip into them on this video.
They're good, these ones.
And the biggest thing for me is I'm really surprised Ben missed a special trick on the women's. There's one sort of standout name. Didn't even include her. I don't even think he knows who she is, to be honest. But let's wait until we get to it and see who this is.
Indeed. Well, JG's got a few tricks up his sleeve. He said he's been studying the qualifiers for about 2 weeks now, been going online, watching all their matches, just really trying to get in depth, even going speaking to some of the families of the players, just trying to find some in-depth analysis on who these players really are, what makes them tick. I haven't had the same amount of time, unfortunately, to do this amount of research.
Is that the angle you're going to take?
It doesn't mean that I'm not going to do better than him in this one. I don't think I can do worse than last time, which is obviously not much to say. I mean, but hopefully I can do better than my selections from the Australian Open, which, as you know, it was Skatov, but he did do all right against Gombos, but that was one of your qualifiers to watch. So he did go out to him, which was annoying for me. Hopefully, we'll have somebody who goes a little bit further for me this time. But I am sort of taking a punt on some players, I have to say. But that's just me, isn't it? I like a bit of a risk, a little bit of an adventure. Not so boring picking these players who are like, they're already established.
So let's wait and see. Before we get into the PowerPoint, I was hoping Ben could share all of the qualifiers or even some of the matches as well, just so we have a little look on who is in the qualification. I know we've got Mark in the live chat. How are we doing, Mark? Men's fine. It's saying, when do the qualifiers get to know who they will play against? I believe that will be tomorrow sometime after the final round of qualification.
Correct.
We don't know who they are yet.
So
that's why when Ben's saying we're taking a punt, I think Ben has picked some, well, I know he has, in which they've still got another match to play. I believe I have well on one occasion.
You have to, I think.
It's a bit riskier.
Yeah, I mean, I'll show you here. I mean, there's some of them that I like so much, so you can't not do that, I feel. Like I feel a bit bad by just going, I'm just going to pick all the ones that are already through. No, I'm going to have to take a punt on some. So as you can see here, on the men's side, we've got Offner knocking out Giannesi. Sad to see an Italian fall by the wayside. This one was quite an interesting one. Nuno Borges, we've been speaking about him a lot. He will be in the main draw and knocked out Pirlos from Hungary. Rodriguez Taverna, I know you're pretty big on him, mate. He knocked out Kuzmanov, the Bulgarian. Kubla through. Zepieri through.
Is that you trying to dig and see which name I have? Because you don't actually have a clue, do you?
No, I have no idea. So anyway, going down, we've got... I thought Agamemnon might have done a bit better. Unfortunately, out to Kolar. And the match of the day, which I alluded to earlier, Sabata Morales versus Luka Nardi. For me, I thought this one was a real close one. I couldn't really call it. So Sabata Morales showing his experience, I feel, in that one.
Yeah, I probably would have had Luka Nardi in there. I do. I'm quite a big fan of him. But didn't get to see it, so...
Mm. And that's the ones who actually have qualified. Do you want to go to the women's next? The ones who actually have qualified. Let's have a look at them. We got Zhu there, knocking out Kuzmova. Kuzmova, I think I had my last qualifiers to watch. So luckily she's out, so I don't pick her again. I was considering Zhu as well. Krunich is through against Yanni. We got Noskova against Sramkova. Buxa. That's quite a really good matchup, that one, against Siegmund. Real tight one to call. She was the underdog, came through there. Niemeyer going through with a bagel and a breadstick there against Uchiyama. We've got Bonaventure going through in straights. Vekic, very close match. She had a couple of close matches in the qualifying, didn't she? She went through against Chirico in the last round. Now she's gone through against Gasanova, both in three sets. And then Barrett Arena. I'm sure we both know Barra Arena very well, and I'm actually surprised that she's gone through. I don't know about you.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of her. I've watched her several times. I don't think she's particularly great, but clearly had enough to get through the qualification. I think it's safe to say, spoiler alert, she's not included in mine.
Yeah, so these are some of the other ones that are going to be playing tomorrow or today, as it is now. And you can see here that it's like there's some real great players still left to play. Gombos, one of your regulars, against Van Rijnhoven. I really like Van Rijnhoven as well. The Steeb knocked out Juan Manuel Serrandolo. I think incredible. So up against Seng. Not an easy match, that. The pick of the sort of the round for me, or one of them, is Varillas.
It's a very tight one, isn't it?
Jarry. Varillas the favourite, which I'm shocked at, because Jarry's beaten him on three occasions out of the four times they played. Kashin Kotov, another one which... I'm torn between. I love them both.
Yeah, I think that's an easy win for Kachin, to be honest.
Could be. He's on a storming run right now. And Kotov.
No, I like Kotov. That's a good pick. Yeah.
Yeah. So we got Trungeletti, Kuznetsov. Not many people talking about. No, Trungeletti. Yep. Another one of your favorites. Masur, someone we've seen in person. Great, really great tennis player. He did well in the last round. I can't remember who he knocked out. Do you remember?
I forget now, but it was quite someone decent.
De Jong. We got De Jong.
Yeah, Jesper De Jong, someone I probably would have included. We've got Richard, Hugo Carabelli, and Cedarušić Fratengelo.
Saw Cedarušić recently as well.
We saw him live, didn't we, against Gimeno Valero not too long ago.
Better since we saw him. Knocked out Kozlov and Vavasori, and now he's one game away from the main draw.
Yeah, Jimeno. I thought it was quite good. I think Jimeno was just sort of schooled him on the day.
Yeah.
But let's get into it anyway. This is the presentation time. You can play along at home as well. How we're going to do it is me and Ben have both selected three players on the men's, three on the women's for qualifiers to watch. And of course, we're going to be watching them throughout Roland Garros to see how far our qualifiers go. Ben famously picked Skatov last year and he was terrible. Didn't win a match for a few months after he picked him.
I know,
as well.
He was awful, wasn't he? I think we lost about six in a row after that tournament. I think I completely jinxed him.
Let's see if we jinx any more. So let's get into it. This is the look of the presentation this year. A bit of an orange glow. Went for the orange tint with the lines running through. I did think at the time that the game to love looked good to the side, but the more I look at it, it does very frustrate me that I prefer that more central, but apologies.
Maybe the text just slightly over to the right a little bit may have, I don't know.
But it is what it is. It's a GTO job.
Font. I think you've been doing too many presentations at work. What's this, Times New Roman? What is it? What have you gone with?
I forget what it is. It was one of the first page anyway.
Oh, okay.
But let's get into it. So Roland Garros 2022 qualifies to watch by Game to Love.
There's a look, early compliment coming in there. SXM's and beautiful PowerPoint presentation. That's it. So keep your compliments coming
in. No, I want the compliments for my picks, not the presentation.
Well, right. You should have it for both, hopefully.
Let's get into it, Ben. So, men's qualifiers to watch. Oh, that's where we're going to start. We're going to start from number three, and I'm going to come to you first. We're going to have both graphics appear on the screen. Of course, you've not seen any of mine yet, so here goes nothing. This is GTL Ben and GTL JG's number three.
Number three. Ah, he's got them, my guy. No, I did that, but we've both gone for a risk here, it looks like. I've gone for the Russian Kotov. I've just been super impressed by him in recent times. I know that he's sort of, we sort of picked each other's favourites here, which is a bit of a weird one. You've got a big Kotov fan. I'm a massive Varias fan. I feel that they both are on sort of thin ice. They're both playing people they could lose to. Kotov against Kashin. Kotov, the reason I'm picking him, 23 years old. He's Russian. He's coming up through the ranks. He recently just beat Rodionov, who was on an absolute tear. And I thought Rodionov's going to be the one I pick if he goes through against Kotov. Didn't happen. Kotov beat him. So now Kotov becomes my man. He was on an incredible run. He beat Taryl Daniel, Elias Ema, Montero, Talon Griekspoor, Pablo Cuevas, Fernando Verdasco, and he had break points early in the third set against Richard Gasquet, but didn't manage to take them and lost 6-3. So his clay court credentials are there. Can he get past Kashin and can he get further in the main draw at Roland Garros?
I'm not going to mock you. I think it's a great pick. It's someone I've picked very many weeks on Beat the Odds. I know you know that I do like him quite a bit. Definitely. I feel it's a bit of a cheeky tactic employed by you because you know I can't really go against you because he is sort of one of my men, one of my minions, one of the people I follow. and this is another guy who we both follow pretty equally. Juan Pablo Varillas. He beat Croatia's Duji Andjukic 6-2, 6-1 to reach the final round. 26 years old, never been in a Grand Slam before, which I find crazy. He always gets to the final stage or the second stage and always falters. And I think a lot of that is not because of his ability. It's more to do with his mental. I don't think he really... He struggles when it's a big occasion. We know he's one of the best on the Challengers Tour. He can wipe the floor with more or less anyone on the Challengers, on the clay. And it's just that next step. But I think he's a year older, 26 years old. And I think he's going to do it. He'll be the first Peruvian as well in the main draw of a slam since 2008. So that'll be great for the country. And if he's there, I think he's going to be certainly very dangerous. He's got all of the credentials. I'm just worried about his mental side. And that's why I've got him in at number three. And of course, the fact that he's got to have a very difficult match against Jarry. But if anyone can do it, he can. I'm going to be cheering him on, and he's my qualifier to watch. I mean, if he does draw someone in that first round, I don't know if you've got a list of names of people who are playing qualifiers. That's the one thing I forgot to do. But there probably is a few weaker candidates who I fancy Varillas to take out.
Yeah, and maybe I'll pull that up. I know that Morgado had a list of the ones on there. It'd be interesting to see who they could potentially face as well.
Yeah,
let me just have a quick look.
Well, I'll let you do that. And while we do that, I'm going to go on to number two and I'll be speaking about my number two. So number two, this is going to surprise you, Ben. I've gone for Sebastian Offner.
Doesn't surprise me.
Does it?
No, I think he's been playing. I think he's been playing great. I think beating Giannessi in that fashion is impressive.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah, for me, it wasn't because of the Giannessi one. Offner's someone who's been on my radar for some time. I remember... I forget exactly the match it was. This is a bit annoying. It was just after COVID. He come back and he was playing a match. It was one of the first competitive matches back after the break. I was watching him and I was blown away by the level. I mean, this guy can seriously play. And the reason he's not played so much these last few years is because of injuries. He has just been hampered by injuries. I think he can be so much higher than where he currently is in the rankings. And this could be a good opportunity for him. In 2017... he qualified into Wimbledon, which was his first Grand Slam appearance, and he got all the way to the third round. So he's already been in a Grand Slam before and gone deep-ish. For a qualifier.
Yeah.
5 years and 16 attempts later, the Austrian is through to his second Grand Slam main draw. So he's someone who's been on the tour for the last 5 years. He's not quite reached the heights. I think he's getting back to that form of when he broke through. And the tennis he's playing is extremely impressive. So, Sebastian Offner, watch out for him. I'm glad you didn't pick him. because I think that's a real steal I've got there.
Could well be. Who knows? He's only 26 years old, so could be the best part of his career yet to come, like you said. And if he's coming back from injury, I can only wish him the best, because you don't want to see somebody not reach their full potential on the tennis tour. Somebody, this one's a little bit of a punt that I've gone for on this one. And I know that this one I'm going to get criticized for. I just got that feeling.
What about me?
He's only 20 years old. It reminds me of a young Scatter from the Australian Open. But
do you like the photo of him?
I know he's got. Like, I like the fact that both of them. We got this guy. He's got the biggest head, and then you got this guy with this, just like his full body. But at least we've got two photos. That's the main thing. At least, hopefully, it's the actual people. but his hair's out a bit at the side as well. Could tidy that up. Zeppieri, a fantastic young Italian hopeful as well. Clay is definitely his surface. Just recently, let me just find it here. I've got it here.
Beat Jack Draper in Rome.
I'm not talking about that. The main win is Molcan.
I think Draper's bigger, man.
No, I don't think so. I think Draper's big, but not on the clay court. I think Molcan, he beat Krejci. And then all of his qualifiers so far have been, he's beaten Seppi, as we know. He's a previous, good player at a Grand Slam.
He's prevented him from that incredible run, which dates for like 15 years of going to every Grand Slam, which he's now missed out on. You got Feliciano Lopez, another player who's missed out on it. And they're two players who didn't get wild cards into the event, and they're missing out on a Grand Slam because they've moved down the rankings.
Yep.
And I feel pretty sad for them, to be honest. But it is what it is. I think it's a coming of age.
Yeah, really. Well, yeah, it has to be. I mean, there's only so long that
they're the guard.
Yeah, definitely. And Zeppieri, he beat Seppi comfortably, straight sets. Koppel as well. We know Marius Koppel has a massive serve as well. And he managed to beat him comfortably in straight sets. And then an interesting, it was just sort of a lower ranked French guy, Quenin. He managed to just do the same to him. So he's won all of them just with like one break of serve. Straight sets wins throughout his qualification. He did just recently play Khachanov in Rome. It was the same story. He lost in straight sets, but it was a one breaker set. But it shows he's least played higher ranking opposition. He has beaten, obviously, like those other players. Molcan, the one for me, which stands
he's clutching
out.
Now. He's clutching at straws.
I don't know. I think.
But listen, no. I'm not going to dismiss it. Zeppieri is someone I've been following for a bit. I do like him. I think he's too young. And it's too soon. I would not be picking him for this.
It depends who's up against.
I don't think he's not quite at the level of a sort of a Grand Slam. He's still I think he's building into his body. I don't think he can handle most players who would be pitted up against. I don't know if you had a look at some of the potentials, but there's not a name for me. Yeah, give me a name.
Okay, so from first section, you could be up against Schwartzman. That'd be a terrible
No chance.
Felix?
No.
Karatsev?
I don't think so, even him. That's what I'm saying. And Offner, I think, can take on Karatsev right
Tobia?
Now. I'm not sure if Zeppieri can. I think it's a good pick, but I think it's a little bit too soon.
It's a risk.
I like Zeppieri next year or the year after. But I'm going to let you... it might be a stroke of genius from you, Ben.
It's a real risk going... I'm banking on youth to maybe step up on a big occasion. But you could have potentially... These are some of the other people you could play if you're a qualifier. Botic van der Zandstrup. It's another tough one. Zverev. this is probably a better one. Michael Moe. I think that's who
I still. Yeah, Michael Moe's the benchmark, but I still think Zeppieri is...
Taylor Fritz.
Gets beaten. He what gets beaten by him. Let's Dennis move on Kudner? To number one, Ben. I'm not going for any more of these names. Zeppieri is... I think he's the least favourite pick you've picked so far. I think he's great, but it's too soon. Right. Let's look at the next one. So it is number one. Over to you first, Ben. Who is it?
Number one, it's Zabata Morales. We've seen him around the tour. He's been doing big things. He obviously recently beat Carlos Taberna, as we know. Yep. Fantastic clay court player. And Federico Coria as well, both in Portugal. And then he's obviously defeated Nardi. That was one of the big things. We just spoke about it. I thought Nardi was going to be in this main draw. I've been really impressed with him. He defeated Elias in the round before as well. He's not an easy qualifying. He's had Elias and Nardi. That I think that's a mean qualifying rounds to have, and he's got through. So I think he's got he's like a wise head. He's only 25, but I feel like he's been there, he's done it. And if he comes up against somebody, or if he comes up against like a Michael Moe or someone like that, I think he'll probably beat them. I think he could even beat the likes of somebody like potentially like a Khachanov, or even maybe like a, I don't know, there's people in there I think he could beat for sure.
Schwartzman.
Schwartzman's at next level, man. Come on. You can't say that. Joao Souza.
What about Zapata, Morales, Zverev?
Mate, Zverev's next. You know, we're talking top five players.
Well, listen, I'm going to put one in there, Ben. My number one can take them all on. It is Nuno Borges, the 25-year-old from Portugal. I'm a massive fan. I think he's great.
He's been playing
some good stuff. You didn't know he was going
to
be my
number one. I even put him on
the
thumbnail. That's how much I knew you'd pick him.
Well, you did know. You was right to suggest that. The thing I'm so impressed with is the guy he beat in the round before. It would have been someone I would have had in here, no doubt. Probably a number three or two. It was Piros. We know he's a junior Grand Slam champion. I think he's so good, Piros. If you don't know about him, I highly recommend watching. He can beat a lot of big players. And guess what? He lost to Nuno Borges, and he beat him in the second and third set, 6-2, 6-1. I mean, I am very impressed with Nuno Borges. There's a lot of stats. You can see in the match today, 18 aces in today's match, which is pretty incredible on these clay courts. Just to see that he's able to hit 18 aces, that just shows that his serve can be very scary in these conditions. And the last one I've got here is his drop shots. You don't realize his drop shots are extremely underrated. He generally has insane mental strength as well, which I think is something very important in these sort of Grand Slam events, especially Roland Garros. And the reason I say that to support it is he's 10-3 in three setters this year, including five comebacks from a set down. So how's that for research, Ben? When he goes down a set and down a break, there's a good chance he still comes back and wins the match because he has a winner's mentality and he never knows when he's done. And I think what better 25-year-old to pick than Nuno Borges, who has all of these attributes, coupled with the fact that he is quality on the clay courts with a point to prove in his first Grand Slam. Listen, he's winning the whole thing.
Beat Zverev, yeah?
Watch out, Alcaraz. Watch out, Nadal. Nuno Borges is coming for all of you.
Well, he's been to three sets in every single one of his qualifiers so far. So if he does that against the likes of Zverev and all those people, I think he'll be in a real uphill battle. He'll probably go down two sets, I think, if you're up against one of them. So this is the thing. He's able to find a way to win in the face of adversity. And I do admit that his route has not been an easy one. He's played Fabiano, Melangeli, Alves, and Pirlos. They're not easy players. So it's the same with
the qualifiers.
Yeah, but same with Zapata Morales, though. He's played Elias and he's played Nardi. You've got Pirlos and Melangeli, Alves. I think that they're
similar.
Good players.
Yeah,
so I feel that. But maybe Zapata Morales just got through in a little bit easier way, but you never know who you're going to be up against. There are two qualifiers who will play each other in the first round as well. Maybe these are the two players who will be facing each other in round one.
Listen,
of Roland
last
Garros.
Year we got to see both of our number ones face it off. I had Gombos, you had Skatov. I want to give a notable mention to Gombos because he was very close to being included in mine.
I'm just disappointed he's not in there, to be fair. I was nearly going to pick him just for Bantz, to be fair.
No, I wasn't actually going to pick him. So I thought you was going to as well. So that's why I left him off. But yeah, it was pretty good. We both picked completely different players, which is quite strange considering there's not that many qualifiers.
No.
But it just shows you, me and Ben on different sides of the tennis spectrum. We both have our favourites. And ultimately, let's see. If this is the matchup, we get to see Borges, Zapata, Morales. I have a feeling it's going to be. I'm going to be cheering on Borges all the way.
Going to be a close one, that's for sure.
All right, let's move on to the women. So women's qualifiers to watch. Still got the orange background of Roland Garros.
This is where it gets a little bit more interesting.
Yeah, let's start with number three. Over to you, Ben.
Right. Three, here we go. And we've got, well, for me, number three, it is Nastasia Maliana Shunk. And the reason I'm picking her, this one, I'm going out on a limb. 19 years of age, and she's from Germany. Recently, she got to an ITF final on clay, and she did recently play Rybakina and had very close two sets with her. I believe she went to a tie break in one of those sets. So I'm impressed from what I've seen from Shunk over the short time that I've seen her, and I've seen her name popping up in a few tournaments. Why not? Going out on a limb. I did it Zeppieri on the men's. Shunk's my youngster on the women's side. I'm going for a bit of a punt for my number three.
Yeah, it's a bit of a punt. Probably heading straight out, considering you've picked her. And these two are some bulky women. I'm looking at them there. We've got Shunk and Niemeyer. They're some big. They're
got
stacked
women. Bigger biceps than us put together, yeah, mate.
They're what's powerful. That? We've got SXM saying Niemeyer's more buff than JG. Definitely. and Ben combined, I think
the
reason I'm picking Niemeyer, I think she's just been great in the qualifying. I think she's a young prospect, very exciting, and out of the whole qualification she is the player who dropped the fewest games. So she's only dropped 7 games over 3 matches, which for me instantly makes me start thinking, oh, this girl's playing pretty well already on the surface in Roland Garros. She also obliterated Mayuko Uchiyama 6-love 6-1 in only 51 minutes. And it's going to be her first Grand Slam main draw. I think she's great. I think she's a really good sort of talent for the future. And yeah, it's just a great story, really. The best part about it is she's lost in the final round of qualifying in the previous 3 slams, including a loss after holding 2 match points in the final round of Wimbledon last year. So she's been knocking on the door for the last 3 and just struggled to get it over the line, even when she had match points at Wimbledon. I think now's her time. She's getting wins together, and I think she's a good pick to definitely include in my top 3.
I definitely agree, mate. I think it's a very good pick. Right, so moving on to number 2. I'm not surprised this person's popping up. In another person I put, are you just picking everyone I put on the thumbnail? What's going on?
No, like, I didn't know she was on the thumbnail.
I feel like I popped everybody on the thumbnail in knowledge already.
How did you know I had Vekic then?
Mate, I can read it. See, this is what I mean.
Yo, why didn't you have Vekic?
I don't know. I feel like going to 3 sets twice in the qualification put me off a little bit.
Well, she was injured in the last one, so she was cramping up in that in the last one she had to get through, but she fought through the adversity, and I think it's only a little bit of cramp. I think she's going to be all right. A few ice baths, I'm sure it can fix it.
Yeah, maybe, or maybe she's just prone to injury and she's not going to make it, and we will never know. We'll wait and see. Donna Vekic, I don't think she's the player that she used to be, but prove me wrong. She may well come good in this tournament. She's always good for a few rounds. I looked at her previous form, actually, from previous Roland Garros, and she doesn't do very well at Roland Garros. That's why I didn't pick her. So, Serenko, I went for.
And she's got a great record at Roland Garros, isn't she?
Oh, you should see it. It's just like impeccable.
I like how you've gone for a bit of a smaller frame on your second pick. You've gone for a bit of variety, trying to cover all the bases.
That's it. A bit of Ukraine. Support the Ukrainians right now. So
yeah, Shunk's a bit chunky. Tizarenko's a bit skinny.
That's it.
Who's number one?
Well, exactly.
The
That's
giant?
It. She's 32 years old. I went for 19 years old for my first pick at number 3. She's won all of her clay matches so far this year, Serenko, apart from one which she just retired in against Tomjanovic. So I don't know if that one really counts. So I think she's always good for going through at least a couple of rounds, Serenko. She can turn it on when she needs to. I think that with what's going on in Ukraine right now, she's got extra drive. And hopefully, no Svitolina. She's going to be flying the flag for Ukraine.
Okay. Not a big fan of your other pick. Listen, all 3 of your women's picks, I'm not sure about whatsoever. I thought your men's picks were better. Tezarenko would not have been in my top 5. But fair enough.
So what about Vekic then?
Yeah, I'll tell you a bit about Vekic.
Go on,
so
tell me it. We go.
She stood a good chance of getting a lucky loser, if I'm honest. She didn't have to go through the qualification. She chanced it. She's a former top 20 in the world, so she knows how to play with the very best. She's got that experience. She beat Gasanova, who's been playing some good tennis of late. I was watching her the other day. And 6-2, 6-2 in the final 2 sets. Just bringing that momentum into Roland Garros now, 25 years old, and has now earned her way into Roland Garros main draw 10 straight years. So she's been qualifying for Roland Garros for 10 years on the bounce since she's 15. This screams pedigree, class, and consistency. She can easily get into Roland Garros. I know she's not done so very well, not done great once she's got going there, but I think this is going to be her year. And Donna Vekic is going to surprise Ben and wipe that smile off of his face. I'd love to see these two face off, if I'm honest.
Well, let's hope she does.
Vekic takes her.
Let's hope she does better than the last 2 years. That's all I can say. First round exit.
Well, we've got Gene in saying, Vekic isn't doing anything, JG. Come on, washed up. Listen,
like he's just picking it based upon looks here for JG. He's not doing anything else, to be honest. What's going on? You got Danilovic as your number one, is it? Is that what it is? I can tell already. I know what's going on in JG's camp.
Listen, just wait and see. I think Vekic is not a bad one. Well, do you want to tell us some places as well who these women could be playing against?
Let's have a quick look at that. Let me get the old Morgado up, see what he's got going on.
Oh, yeah, it would be interesting to hear some names because I have forgotten who they are.
Okay, right. So, Iga could be playing Iga Świątek first round.
Yeah,
Kalinina, another dreadful draw.
Yep.
Next one would be potentially Juvan. Rakimova,
Daniel Vekic Collins. Vekic can take Rakimova.
All right, Collins.
Maybe I've not. Vardy? Maybe not. Maybe yeah. I think she can take Vardy. I'm not sure about Tsarenko taking any of these.
Putintseva. She hasn't been beaten on clay this year. What are you talking about?
Who?
Tsarenko.
Yeah, well, she'll get beaten this year.
Brengel, your favourite Brengel.
Yeah, Red Devil saying Donna's class, JG. Jean's just kidding. I mean, she's a good player.
Yeah, she's good. I did consider her, but...
Is Brengel an option? Is she actually going to be playing the...
Brengel's playing the qualifier.
Oh, I don't mind that.
Darius Saville.
Would like to avoid...
Raducanu.
Donna Vekic, Raducanu. Hear me out. I think Vekic does her. But I'll tell you who definitely will do her. And now this is the big moment. I'm not so sure. Definitely not, actually. But maybe this number one could shock a few people. For me, it was the Stonewall decision. It was the easiest pick of the whole podcast.
Easy.
Out of the men and the women, this was the first name on the sheet. I looked when Ben sent me it, he didn't include the name. I thought he clearly doesn't understand tennis. He's not looked into it properly. He doesn't know about the caliber of players. No. And I feel like he's missed a real gem. Oh. Me saying all of that, do you know who I'm talking about, Ben?
No, I don't. I'm sure you're going to put me out of my misery now and tell me who you're talking about. Come on.
Well,
JP.
I did have a nice graphic where it flew in, but unfortunately, it's not going to work because I've uploaded it. So you have to just go with it. And number one is... it is Noskova. Player. Absolutely incredible talent. I mean, it jumped off the page the moment I saw her there. I'm just shocked you didn't go for it, if I'm honest. And I've got a lot of things to say. So Linda Noskova, successful passage through qualifying, will see her become the youngest Czech player to compete at a Grand Slam since Nicole Vaidosova, 17 years old, at the US Open. She's currently 17 years old, 186 days on the first day of the tournament. She's also become the youngest woman to qualify for Roland Garros since Michelle Larcher de Brito, 16 years old. And also, she won, listen to this, Ben, she won the 2021 Roland Garros girls single title. So you can see her there with the trophy. She's already won Roland Garros as a girls champion. What kind of what more pedigree do you want? She's just gone through and played extremely well in the qualifying.
Ooh.
And Noskova is the girl what got away. She's 17 years old and a massive talent. Watch out, Iga. This girl is going to be a real star. And I'm calling her and getting in early with my number one qualifier to watch. She's also one of 12 former junior singles champions in the women's single draw this year, alongside Kanepi, Cornet, Halep, Mladenovic, Jabeur, Bencic, Kasatkina, Badoza, Goff, Fernandez, and Giacomo. So some big names who have gone the same previous route as Noskova. I see something a bit different in her. I was watching one of her sort of some highlights earlier, and I see a real star sort of power and something which makes me feel that she's going to do something special this year. And I would love to see her do something amazing and progress a few rounds. I mean, I'm not saying she's going to win it. She gets through one or two rounds, gets to a third round. That'll be a massive success for such a young girl.
Really would. She's up to 185 in the world now.
He's done a bit of research. He's had to have a little look.
No. I like it. Go for the youngster. Could backfire. We never know. But I wish her all the best. I've gone, well, JG's number three is my number one. She's served up five baked goods in the qualifying. Jule Niemeyer. She won the Zagreb Open. We just came from Zagreb. Maybe it's a sign that Niemeyer, she just won in April the Zagreb Open. And every match she has won in straight sets, that's this year, except for one. But she still dropped the first set, then dished out two breadsticks in the next two sets. So when she wins convincingly. And it's almost like some eager scorelines that are popping up in Niemeyer's matches right now. I don't think that... Is Iger going to want to play Niemeyer? Is it going to be a battle of the bakeries? Listen,
I'm going to ask you another question. If our number ones meet, who wins?
Well, I think Niemeyer will win.
I think Noskova has her. She played Blinkova the other day and beat two qualifiers that can play each other. Sets. She beat Sramakova in straight sets as well. Listen, she's flying right now and has some great results. And she's only just getting going, beating Chloe Paquette, Jack Amott recently. Jean, you know, we've got Jean in the live chat. We've got Jean
got here. Jean twice.
Meet Jean in straight sets.
Jean,
I don't think we've seen Noskova's big results. And that's why I'm getting in early. I think we're going to see something big here. She's going to draw a big name and beat her in the first round.
What, eager?
Not eager.
Might be.
I don't think these two together could be eager.
Well, Andreescu?
I don't think that big. I mean, just someone Savile. No, a bit bigger than Savile.
Haddad Meyer.
Yeah, like a Haddad Meyer.
Coco Gauff.
I mean, she could do it. Noskova's got the ability. She's young.
Coco Gauff, huh? That's battle of the youngsters if she manages to get through there. I like it. I like the employing a bit of youth into your selections as well. I like to see it. We like to see the youth of tennis. We are the future of tennis here on Game to Love. That's probably why we have included some young players. Niemeyer, only 22 as well, has to be noted.
Yeah, I like Niemeyer. It's a good pick. Of course, it is my number three. So I'm glad we both had her. But yeah, that sort of sums up our qualifiers to watch for this year's French Open. Stay tuned with us to find out how far each of them go. And let us know in the live chat or in the comments section, if you're not watching live, who do you think has the better cluster of qualifiers on the men's and the women's? I'm pretty confident that the men's is actually, I think it's pretty even. There's some good ones on both sides. I think in the women's, I obliterate Ben. I have the better picks. But let's wait and see. Only time will tell.
Who you come up against, though. Come on.
I mean, only time will tell. I mean, listen, if you've got a Noskova, she can beat anyone.
Yeah, but what happens if Noskova goes up against Iger and then she gets knocked out like 6-4, 6-4?
If Noskova went up against Iger and takes
against
a set,
Saville, and then
imagine
you're like,
yeah, but she got
more impressive. Iger. Yeah, exactly. Going further in the competition. Money talks.
Okay, but what we're going to judge it just off common sense, like how well they perform.
Well, okay, if that same reverse happens for me, I'll remind you of this.
Oh, definitely.
Comment.
If Niemeyer takes a set, I think if any of our qualifiers take a set of Eagle, you automatically win.
That's true. It is true.
And it's the same with on the men's. If anyone takes a set of Alcaraz,
I want to see Niemeyer Eagle, though. I want to see the battle of the bakeries.
Well, Eagle's going to obliterate her. It's not fair.
Surely not.
Well, we've got Gene in saying men's JG, women's Ben. It's interesting. And we've got Bahumut saying, I'm predicting Zeppieri in the men's and Noskova in the women's going the furthest out of all the qualifiers.
Nice. I like
interesting
that.
Interesting one. Well, let's wait and see. It is going to be happening very soon. Roland Garros almost upon us, and we're going to be here covering as much as possible. So make sure, if you haven't already, subscribe to Game to Love to be updated when we go live for all of these future podcasts and watch-alongs. And of course, if you haven't already, hit the like button as well. We're going to wrap this one up because we're going to work tomorrow. But thanks for watching, and vamos, Noskova! Let's go! Any vamos is for you?
Vamos de Batamara. It's mainly Spanish.
Cheers, guys.